Hi, Huggy.
Hey, Matt.
Welcome to Matt Huggy and Applehead Podcast.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Thanks for inviting me. I never really am sure.
That's what I do here. Matt Huggy Podcast. I invite people and I do other stuff.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. How about you?
I took a gummy last night. I woke up. I felt like I had been on a 4-day bender.
Really?
My hair. First of all, my hair has never looked worse. I look.
Oh, you know you're in trouble when your hair looks bad.
And then I was late too. So I woke up late.
You're late to work?
No, just late for me getting up. I had to rush. No, I wasn't late for work. And it's not like that. And but I was just out of sorts.
What a!
Oh my god!
Or
no, I ate one. It was like a lime, like a lime chewy thing, you know.
Okay.
And it's good, you know, if you like lime and pot and drugs.
Yes, yes, and yes. Three F's. I'm out. Did you eat prior to taking the gummy?
Yeah, I guess I had dinner. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had dinner.
What was for dinner? A gummy?
Last night. Oh my god. I was fucking destroyed. I was destroyed.
What time did you ingest the gummy?
8:30.
How strong was it?
Like, it was really strong. Like, it was so strong.
Yeah. Have you had this brand before? This
yes. Is so fun. Yeah.
So one was just stronger than normal.
I think what happened is I've been doing like halves or like three quarters because it's pretty strong, and I ate a whole.
The old whole always gets you.
Yeah, and I ate a whole one, and I was like on the couch, and I'm like, I don't have to get up. I could just stay here. What's that?
He's eating holes again. How many milligrams?
It was five.
I love eating holes.
Yeah. Oh my God. There we go. Yeah. It was five of THC.
5 milligrams?
Yeah.
For the
whole
thing?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's high. I mean, no pun intended. Yeah. Matt, can you verify that 5 for one of those is a lot, actually? That's on the more potent side.
I was in California recently, and I was like, well, when in Rome. So I went into a legal place.
Right.
And I ate 20 milligrams.
You did?
I mean, you'd be stupid.
How high were you?
I was like, walking back to my hotel room, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I was like laying in bed, tossing and turning.
Wow.
I was like, get these thoughts out of my head.
Get these thoughts out of my head.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I have another story for you. Might as well tell it, right? So on Friday, the past Friday, I went to the War on Drugs in Philadelphia. They played two shows then, right?
I'm aware.
Me and my buddies bought tickets like 3 weeks ago. We're at a bar all getting drunk. I'm like, let's go to the War on Drugs. We're like, okay. We buy tickets and two guys bail out on us. So like, we'll just bring our wives. So my wife was like, why don't you make some, you know, brownies before we go? Because she had to work and I got off early. I'm like, okay. So I took 3 different strains. I have no idea which strains they were. Little nuggets, you know, tiny little nuggets. You know, I put them in the oven because I got this book from my, I'm such a good dad. I got a book from my son for Christmas. It was called Edibles.
Nice.
So you,
Edibles.
Applehead, are you still there?
I think he got somehow disconnected, although it says he's connected. I think he hit something.
So anyway, I take the weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I take the weed and I bake it for 25 minutes in the oven. That's what it says to do. 250. Do that, put it in the brownie. Next thing I know, make a brownie. We're on the train because we took the train there. Eat the brownie. We're about an hour away from the show. We get to the show. Guy can't find his tickets. Now I'm like, oh, I'm really high, dude. I'm starting to get high. We get inside. And we get a beer. And we're like walking up through seats. And I'm like, okay, I'm pretty fucking high.
We're still on.
Yeah, we're still on. You're fine.
Oh,
you're
I
fine.
Got booted.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
I thought the whole podcast was.
You were canceled. You were canceled. Yeah, you were canceled.
That came up.
So I'm talking about the story. So now I eat the brownie. But now I'm like, the concert's going, and I'm just like, oh, I'm really high now. The point to where my thoughts are just like, holy shit. I was like, I think I might be tripping. And I was like, I'm pretty high. So, but I had no beer.
Was this
gummies? No, I made a brownie. So we only had a couple beers.
How many milligrams?
It must have been 100 because I had no idea.
Yeah. So you didn't really measure. You just like, yeah, this looks like a good amount. Yeah.
We get on the train, we get back, you know, and we took, you know, the Broad Street to Paco, and we're getting off, you know, at my stop in Haddonfield, and the cop's there, and you know, he kind of gets off with us. I'm like, oh, fuck. And it's snowing out at this point. Like, it's fucking, it was like 3 inches of snow on the ground. Me and my wife were like both really high, and we're like, holy shit, there's a cop there. We're like, and now you're all paranoid. Like, what should we do? I'm like, we should just walk home from here. So now we're like walking home, high as shit, and we're just like, we're walking, and we know how to get home. It's like six blocks from, you know, whatever, from our house. And I'm like, I don't even know where I'm at. She's like, neither do I. Because this is now coming out. I was like, next time I make brownie, I'm going to put just one strain of weed in it and not three different types of strains of weed in it. So, oh
my God.
Sometimes you got to be careful, man, when you make those things.
So you've learned the lesson? Is that it?
Because the next night, next night,
mm-hmm.
you know, we woke up, it was snowy, and me and my wife were probably still high, and about 1 o'clock, we're like, let's go get a snow beer. And we're still pretty high. And then like 4 o'clock, she bought tickets probably a couple days ago to the War on Drugs in Madison Square Garden. And we're like, let's fucking go.
That's where you met our old buddy Gil. That's who you got tickets for. Yeah.
So we go up there and I was like, I brought brownies for her. She's like, no, it's not too bad. She's like, it's not that high. So I was like, okay, let me throw them away. And she was like, don't throw them away. I was like, let me just take one little bite.
Of course. So you were baked again, basically.
I wasn't. No, not as the night before, because I took, you know, a quarter of what I took the night before. So yes, a little bit. But
and you saw our old buddy Gil. How was that?
I did see our old Billy, but it was awesome, dude. It was good to see Gil. Yeah,
he's still a couple of nice pictures.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he does. Down he looks exactly the same.
You're like, he looked exactly the same, except for his face was melting.
Exactly. Yeah. And he had horns.
Yeah.
And he had wings. But other than that, he was fine.
And he was speaking Latin.
And he had a scepter.
Yeah.
Lying around a stick.
He was speaking Latin with a scepter.
He was down in the pit. And I was up like on the seats, and I was like, and he called. I'm like, dude, flash me your flashlight. Look to the right of the stage, and he flashed me, and I saw him. And that was it. But it was a good show, dude. The War on Drugs, or, you know, I think Madison Square Garden's a big thing for them.
Man, that's a big venue. Yeah.
Cool venue to see him, man.
Yeah. I haven't seen a show at the Garden in a long time.
We were on drugs when I was on a lot of drugs.
the war on drugs, and Matt lost.
No, I won. That was a good time.
I won. Now, speaking of music, by the way, can we talk about the so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees? By the way, we'll do an episode of What Would Applehead Do Later. I do have some. Did you see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees came out today?
Yes. And my friend texted me the list of it, and he was naming them all, but he named one performer.
Exactly.
Gary Bush.
Oh, Kate Harry Bush.
Wait, what?
Kate Harry Bush. Kate Bush. Who definitely should be on there. I have no problem with that.
Kate Bush?
Yeah. You don't know who she is, do you?
No, I think I do.
Running Up That Hill, do you know that one?
Yeah,
that was like when Yeah. She's been around forever.
Yeah.
She does, probably the most famous thing she does is she sings Don't Give Up with Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Don't give up. Yeah. You have friends.
That's the song that Matt's hearing when it's snowing out. And he's super high.
Dude, I don't know what I was hearing that night. Hey,
there was one name that stood out to me as a real problem on this list.
Oh, wow.
There's some people that, okay, I can buy into, you could talk to me about, I'll listen.
Okay.
Well, Eminem's on there. I don't have a problem with that because he has a rock and roll attitude. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
You know, Dolly Parton.
I think he's deserving. Yeah.
Dolly Parton. I don't know. I know she's influential in her way. I know that. And who doesn't like her? So
you have problems with people that aren't rock and roll. Is that what you're basically saying?
No, I just said I was okay with Eminem.
Look, if Dolly Parton doesn't make it in, at least her tits can make it in.
That's the type of intelligent response that we expect from Applehead.
Yeah. They have the bust of the performer and Dolly Parton just two huge titties.
Oh my God. I'm trying to ask real questions. You're like, her tits can make it in. Perfect.
I'm torn. Duran. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they were very popular.
Duran over Dolly Parton. Come on, dude.
Yeah, but I mean,
Jolene.
I didn't say it wasn't a great song. It is.
Okay.
Do you know the trivia with that? She wrote "I Will Always Love You" and "Jolene" on the same day. Mm. Talk about a good day. Anyway, Beck.
Duran, dude. I have
Beck
100% problem with.
Okay. Wait till you. I haven't given you the one that I have the real problem with.
Beck?
No, he's fine.
No, he's
absolutely
great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy rock and roll guy. I like him.
Pat Benatar, she should be in.
Yeah. Little Pat.
Carly Simon. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that.
Pat Benatar, by the way, was born in Lincoln Hospital.
Oh, really?
Same hospital I was born in.
How about that?
Imagine that.
That's a little trivia. I didn't know that. You've never shared that.
Well, you know.
That's interesting.
I pull it out from my brownie ass.
So they have Carly Simon, A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
Kate Bush, Devo, Judas Priest, Eurythmics, Rage Against the Machine. It's the fourth time. New York Dolls, MC5, Dionne Warwick. Okay, here's the one I have the real problem with. Lionel Richie.
Why?
I'm like, what song did they hear and go, that rocks? Like, was it Hello? Is It Me You're Looking For? Was that the one that was like,
Hello?
Is It Me? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dance on the Ceiling. I mean, that there's no crossover there. There's you can't sell me on that. I'm not buying it. You can't sell me.
Isn't She's a Brick House? Isn't that Lionel Richie?
It's the Commodores. That's different. He was in the Commodores.
So out of all those people you mentioned, Duran,
Richie. Yeah, I mean, are you serious?
Well, I like that song.
Which one? Brick House?
With the Commodores.
Yeah, that's the Commodores.
All Night Long? Come on.
Oh, God.
All night long.
That was a great song, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was, dude.
How about Endless Love with Diana Ross?
Oh, my God. Another good one.
And that's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame material? Oh, my God. You guys are fucked. You guys are assholes. People who,
Dolly Parton, you know, do you really think of, when you think of rock and roll, you think of Dolly Parton?
Working 9 to 5.
Well, maybe more than I do.
I want to rock and roll those titties.
What? Give me a Duran Duran song you think is better than both of those two.
I mean, I didn't say better. I just
hungry like the wolf.
Yeah, that's all right. That's hungry, not a bad song.
Like the wolf.
Yeah.
But how many more hit songs has Lionel Richie and Dolly Parton put out than frickin' Duran Duran?
Duran Duran had a lot of hit songs. Easy, pal. Easy. The Reflex. I don't know that song. The Reflex.
Easy, that's a stupid
don't
song.
Don't say a prayer.
Her name is Rio.
Duran Duran was huge in the 80s.
Yeah.
Ooh, did they know one? Her name is Rio and she dances in the sand.
Yeah. Girls on Film. Girls on Film. Yeah.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. They had a lot of good songs. Yeah.
But I just feel like they were just an 80s funny.
Yeah, but it's
band.
A lot of it's pop. I Lionel Richie to me, there's nothing about him that rocks.
Here we go.
Remember, I mean, come on.
Literally dancing on the ceiling in the video.
It made me one of the gayest things I've ever seen.
I mean, come on. You know what? I don't have a problem with Lionel Richie.
I don't have a problem with it either. He doesn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but they have.
That's actually a pretty tough list, dude. Only one of them make it, right? Or two of them?
No. I think they have five. I think five make it. Four or five. Five, maybe. I think you got to give it to Rage. I mean, they've been on the ballot 4 times. I think you give it to Judas Priest. So let's get some of the heavier ones out of the way.
Yeah.
I think Pat Benatar deserves it. I mean, she's had a career. I mean, she was a trailblazer. In the way.
Yeah. She was huge in the early 80s.
I think I could see Eminem. It's pretty, you know, he's.
Well, he's like newer compared to some of these other people.
Yeah, you know, he is. But I mean, he's earned it. I mean, he's like. He's one of those artists that just transcends and crosses over. I'm not a huge fan. It's just he's just enormous.
Okay.
I don't know. Awesome. Devo was nominated. Eurythmics, New York Dolls. I don't know. You know, it was a
T-Rex?
Lot of. No, they made it. They made it last year.
Right.
Yeah.
The New York Dolls. There was someone else from that era, like
MC5. MC5.
MC5.
Yeah. I mean, they're a cool band. They're a cool band.
Influential.
Yeah, they're a cool Detroit band.
Ahead of their time.
I guess I'd give it to Beck too. Yeah, I would give it to him. Yeah, he's a pretty. I mean, he's been putting out really good music for, you know, 25 plus years. Yeah, I would give it to him. That'd be my list. Beck,
was his first
Beck.
One, Mellow Gold. Beck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like in the early 90s.
Yeah. Remember the song "Truck Driving Neighbors Downstairs"? I love that song. It's just a shit kicking truck. Driving neighbors downstairs. That's a great song.
Yeah, he's done it.
Yeah, that's a great song.
And that's better than All Night Long?
Yes.
All night long. All night.
It doesn't rock. It doesn't even knock on the door of rock. It's nowhere near rock.
Which band? Which song? Well,
Dolly Parton. Driving. Rock. She's country.
Yeah, but I feel like. Yeah, I mean, but I feel like I can go country before I could go rock. Pop. He's like the antithesis
it's not the
of
rock
like
Hall of Fame. It's really just
the music Hall
pop
of Fame.
Music. Mm-hmm. It's a music Hall of Fame. It's, you know, if you're gonna just strictly do rock and roll, which people have said this since its inception, you know, it's rock, it's hip hop, it's soul.
Yeah, but I also feel like the person has to have like Eminem has a rock and roll attitude. Okay, how about that?
Yeah, but he's not a rock and roll. I mean, he's hip hop.
But what I'm saying is he has an attitude. When you saw Lionel Richie, you weren't like, "Wow, that guy he rocks." No, man. He's just point. Like,
but he's more of like I don't know, funk
R&B.
I mean, he was a little bit in the Commodores. By the 80s, his career, Lionel Richie, is fucking, he's pop. As gay as it is and catchy, I'm not taking that away from him.
Which band?
What's that song? I had a dream. I had an awesome dream. What's that one? Say you. Wow. That's it. Say me.
That's true.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever. I had a dream. I had an awesome dream. Oh, wow. My God. Millions.
I don't know, millions. Man. He's really bagging on Lionel Richie, dude.
Well, he had like a lot of, if they were like, I guess, ballads, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Say You, Say Me is a ballad.
Oh, my God.
You know, anyway. I played the song by now, but YouTube has 50 fucking million commercials.
Here it is. Yeah.
What song?
Yeah, this rocks. Mm-hmm. Come on, Matt. Right? That rocks.
I don't know the lyrics, so let him kick in for a minute.
Say me.
Okay, Lionel Richie, okay. I understand what you're saying. He was too mellow.
Suck my balls.
Yeah, like say it together naturally. What does that even mean? It's fucking garbage.
He was a good lyricist.
No, he wasn't.
This song, he's a good singer. You know what? I don't have a problem. There. By the way, this song is off the album Songs You Go Down on Your Boyfriend Too.
Okay, now that you said that, it made it worse. Yeah. Actually, what you just said made it worse. So what about
this was from a movie too.
What about Tom Morello? And like, he's just kind of like, he's like all over the place, you know. And I love Rage Against the Machine, but I feel he's doing all these weird projects.
But that's Tom Morello.
Do you feel
this
like
is Rage Against the Machine?
Okay.
This is just Rage Against the Machine. We're not talking about other people's bands or solo careers. This is
how many people once have to get it? It's going to be five artists?
Yeah, I think five makes it.
All right. Huggy, you want to go and just put your five in? Put your vote in?
I don't think Rage is going to make it.
I think it's Rage, Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Beck, Eminem.
I don't think Beck's going to make it. And Fela Kuti. But Fela Kuti is like a Brazilian.
Yeah. He's.
Dude, isn't he? Like.
Yeah. And I mean, he's an influential guy. He's, you know, lots of interesting world music. So I don't know a lot. So, you know, it's not necessarily I'm a fan, but it doesn't mean he shouldn't be in there. But I gave you my picks.
They'll put Eminem in. It's like they need to put, you know, mm-hmm. the butts in the seat and. You know, you look at the biggest artist on this list, he's probably one of the biggest ones. That is still, you know.
Yeah. You know, relevant, people, active. Yeah.
Right.
I'd say Dolly Parton,
mm-hmm.
Eminem, Judas Priest, Lionel Richie, and Devo.
I'm going with Dionne Warwick.
Wait, no.
All right, I'm going... Judas Priest, Rage Against the Machine, Pat Benatar, she deserves to be in. I mean, I do love Beck. I've seen him in concert. And he's really good.
You guys are looking with your hearts or not with your realistic minds.
I'm going to say, I mean, the Tribe Called Quest is good.
Yeah, they're great.
They'll probably throw the Eurythmics in there and Duran Duran. I don't fucking, you know what? I don't even give a shit. Fuck the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
He just, I love how he just takes it. I don't even care. Bullshit. He had it going on. And he just fell apart.
Yeah.
He had something going. Made it
to the finish line.
Yeah. He had a list. Almost. And then, fucking, dude. And then he just gave up.
Ah, fuck it. Fuck them. That's actually funnier.
I mean, if you look at some of the artists that are already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's some questionable people.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And just there always is going to be. To me, Lionel Richie was like the antithesis of anything that rocked. That's all.
Yeah.
When I think of rock and roll, he's not in my top 1 million. So I don't know what to say. I have nothing against him. Like in pop music, he's great. His songs are catchy, big hits. I didn't say he sucked. It's just he's the antithesis of rock and roll to me. That's all.
Happlehead, when you went to Seattle, did you go to the EMP project?
I have never been to Seattle.
No, I thought you said you've been to Seattle before. There's a, I'm pretty sure it's called the EMP project. I'm not 100% sure, but there it was cool. It was all these artists in Seattle, you know, and they just, and I felt like, you know, there's a lot of rock and roll, and, you know, from Seattle. So I feel like that was more legit to me than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because it was like these bands that made it huge, and everyone was rock bands, you know, from Seattle. So I thought that was a lot cooler than, you know, getting voted on by some, you know, stupid Sony Corporation guy and put them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I like that. I mean, Seattle, yeah. I mean, my God. Talk about a history there. So many bands.
Well, they
so
had that special where they had all these different people doing Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. Like, it aired like maybe 2 years ago or something like that. I think it was to benefit that. It was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Slater so many bands that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people don't even realize, they forget Hendrix is from Seattle.
Yeah.
And Queensryche, they were from Seattle. I think they're a Seattle band.
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, quite a spectrum. If you would like, we can actually transition to what would Applehead do. I've got a few, I think, you know, they're pretty disturbing this week, so get ready. Basically, we just give us, you know, we say something, would Applehead do it? And it's something usually pretty awful. Attach some money to it. Matt, you first vote and say, I think he would, he wouldn't. And then Applehead, you tell us what you think. We can discuss them if you need for a little bit, but they are what they are. Yeah, we're always trying to find a way around it, but you got it. They are what they are.
Yeah, they are what they are.
All right, Applehead. $5 million is on the line for this. A cool $5 million.
I'm going to say yes.
Tax deductible.
You eat three bowls of very spicy chili as soon as you have to go to the bathroom. Your immediate family is locked in there with you. So while you are absolutely shitting yourself to oblivion, your family is in there with you. They can't go. They have to just sit through it.
Huggy, you're fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse. There's worse ones.
So what'd he do it?
Yeah, so he's got to eat a ton of very spicy chili. It's not going to go well. He's going to have some problems. And his family has to be in there while he's having them.
I'm going to say yes, because I just think it's a natural thing. It's the poop, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think he does it all day long. Listen, I'm going to shit my brains out. It's going to be horrible, but there's $5 million. You know, we'll all get a piece of it.
I mean, I'd rather shit in front of somebody than masturbate in front of somebody.
That's how I feel. I would agree with that. You know what I mean? I would agree with that.
You know, I mean, even though both are completely even though both are completely normal, they're both done in private.
It would be humiliating. You would be in there, obviously it would smell, it'd be loud. It would be disgusting. Awful.
I'm gonna say yes, Huggy.
I'm gonna say yes too. I agree with you.
Now, here we go. Let them analyze the situation.
Yeah.
So you didn't specify which bathroom. So technically, I could go into, you know, the link in one of those giant bathrooms. you know, I could be behind a stall and they would all be in the bathroom suffering. Yeah, I would do it for $5 million.
Yeah, he would do it. Yeah, he would do it. Okay, that was easy.
Like, after I'm done taking a shit, I'm taking everybody out for ice cream.
To cool my asshole. I'm going to put ice cream on my asshole. It's going to cool it off.
All right, let's go to... Oh, that's disturbing. I'm gonna save that one. That's disturbing too. They're all kind of disturbing. All right. You develop, and this is actually $20 million is on the line. So you know it's not gonna be good. You develop out of nowhere a menstrual cycle, and you have your period for the rest of your life. But it gets you a lot of money because, you know, people are interested in, like, why does this guy have a period? But yeah, you would have your period every month.
Like, why is he so moody?
yeah. Why is he eating chocolate so?
Wait, does he get his normal cycle, or is it just every day he has it?
No, he gets a cycle. He gets PMS, and then he has the cycle. Yeah, so once a month, you know, yeah, he has his period.
And where does the period come out of?
That was my next question.
I mean,
the tip of his penis. Does he develop a vagina? Fuck himself. Like, which one is
it? I would think it would be rectal. Yeah, yeah. I would think
this is why rectal. Our podcasts aren't popular, by the way, because of the stuff. We're not like Joe Regan type of people.
Yeah.
Be smart.
But we're not trying to be. We're not trying. We're trying to. So it would be rectal, probably. Anal, yeah.
Okay. So does he wear.
He would have tampons? To get. He would have to. He would have to, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. You would have to buy tampons.
Anal tampons.
Would he have to get the ones that go up into the anal? The rectum?
They would be specially made because obviously no one else is experiencing what he's experiencing.
Okay.
He would have to have some sort of tampon. Yeah.
Wait, for the rest million. Of his life, or does he get
this would. I mean, I guess it would, as time goes on, it would go away. Yeah, but for a while, he'd have it for, it, we'll say 10 years.
10 Honey, years. We can't have sex tonight.
I would say, why? Yeah.
I have my period. Aunt Flo just paid a visit.
Tom is in the house. That means time of month.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Tom's in the house.
Tom in town.
Tom's in town. I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say no. Say no. He wouldn't want that.
Okay.
I think it would impact his life in other ways that we're not seeing.
Okay. I love how he's like, wait,
yeah.
Wait, let's discuss this.
So this is, and it's once a month plus PMS.
Yeah. In like 2 weeks, it's going to be
or
tough.
Or in this case, BMS.
BMS.
For $20 million.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
10 years. 10 years.
So let's see, I'll be 38. I would do it. I would just be prepared.
See?
Wear a diaper. You know,
just explaining to like girls, like, yeah, I have my period. It's weird. I know
and
that.
And would I be to... like healthy otherwise? It would just, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you know, just get a period. That's all.
Yeah.
So, all right.
He said yes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he said yes. All right. So
we're waiting for more of a, you know, something, but you're just like, that's fine. He doesn't really explain anything.
Yeah, I mean, bloody stools are not that common these days.
I'm going to say the next one is a hard no. It's a hard no. $3 million.
No.
You have to drink an 8-ounce glass of semen.
I don't even know if I would do it for that amount of Huggies. I'm actually just going to say no.
I said a hard no.
Yeah.
All right.
I would not.
I would say I would be open to who, like, if that matters, then I'm okay with whoever you'd want it to be.
You want it to be mine, Apple?
Yeah, I mean,
why?
I had strawberry milk before it happened.
Strawberry
milk. Pineapples.
Nice. That's a little, there's a hint of asparagus.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing asparagus.
Eight I'm ounces. Actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's a normal glass. I could have gone 10 or 12 ounces. I thought I went easy.
I would say no.
I mean, you can take your time. You don't have to chug it.
You can rub it on your lips, on your body.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that, horse ounces, dude? Like, really? I mean, I'm lucky if I get a tablespoon. Fucking 8 ounces. That's a lot, dude.
You could put it in a sugar cone or a waffle cone.
Oh my God. Who fucking jizzes 8 ounces?
Dude, that's not just one person. That's like multiple people. 8 ounces? That's like an NBA.
That's like a city, dude.
And another thing, room temperature. It can be room temperature. It's not even, you know,
cold.
Yeah. Yeah, no ice. No. It would be room temperature.
I don't really even think you need to go any further than what you're saying. Like, that's just a hard no. No way in hell. I'm going to say $20 million wouldn't be enough either.
And wow. $3 million?
Like I said, it's a hard no. I agree with you. I wouldn't. I was just...
$3
million. $3 million. I mean, $3 million is a lot of money. No.
Survey says... Hard no.
What would be the price?
Dude, I don't think there is a price.
I mean, I feel like, you know, yeah, I did think if you upped the number.
To 3.2.
I think if you upped that number, I'd consider it. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. But, I mean, it's like one and done.
What you would go for?
I
Chug.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Like $10 million? I think I would do it for $10 million.
$10 million? Yeah. See, now it seems a little bit better for $10 million. You're like,
Yeah.
That's like, fucking nasty, but $10 million is that's a lot of money. I might do it for 15, 20.
Okay. All right. I feel like Apple, you wouldn't do it ever.
No,
you?
I
like, don't there would be no. Yeah.
I don't care if it was $1 billion. You'd be like, nope.
Throwing up.
All right, now the last one I have, you're going to have questions on this, and I'm prepared for it. I think you will. All right, there's no money on the line on this one.
Wow.
So this one is more of a, you can bang 12 hot women a year. And so once a month, you know, approximately. I mean hot.
How hot?
Like okay. All nine tens, all.
Like I could just go through my search button on Instagram and just
yes, yeah. I mean, we're talking
pick some ridiculously hot girl,
top shelf.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. However, for every hot one, the next one is awful, like obese, deformed, no teeth, like absolutely awful. So you do one like 110, and then it's a one. Like it is the complete opposite.
He would do it
1 year, and I'd say we'll call it like a year. You have to do it for a year.
How many hot women?
12, one a month, and then you have to do 12 complete, not awful. Like
you have to go from one end of the spectrum to the next.
Yeah, like yeah. You like it, exactly. You can't do two hots in a row or two, you know.
Can you do
okay, I knew so, there'd be questions here. It's okay, yeah. I'm ready.
Can you, okay, just say it's, you said it's once a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do one ugly on Wednesday and a super hot one on Thursday?
Yeah. You could do that.
Would you catch any diseases from these hideous women?
No.
He would do it. I would say yes.
All right. Can you give me an example of the hideous woman? Like, you know, someone we would know.
Like, what's the guy from the Howard Stern, the little midget black guy?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, Beetlejuice.
Was his name Beetlejuice girl? Like they look like Beetlejuice, but a girl.
I mean, they could, sure. Yeah, I mean, we're talking, yeah, like.
Like that? Is that
we're
that
talking like just, yeah, like skank. Like, I mean, do you remember the mom and Throw Mama from the Train? Do you remember her? like awful. Like,
so I'd have to fuck Mama from Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, like
she was just Goonies too, I think.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. That level, right, not necessarily old, but just like awful. Awful.
Can she put on like some makeup and she'd be like showered?
Sure. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, she it doesn't have to be dirty.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm not talking
about yes. I say yes.
But I'm saying awful.
Like, how long does it have to be?
Until you're nut.
What if you can't?
Well, then
you're like, this is so
it doesn't count. Like, it doesn't count.
Even finish.
You have to.
No, there has to be. There has to be a conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huggy, what did you say? Yes or no? I said this yes.
This was a tough one for me. But I feel like his inner shallowness could get him through it. And I think he'll say yes. He's just shallow enough that he could do it. I think he could do it. It would be a challenge, but I think he could get through it.
Okay.
Are they, wait a minute, is there an age range? Like, you know, of course, you know,
oh
like, say
God.
18 to 30.
Oh, my, 18.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be, it's going to be all over the spectrum.
Yeah, whatever you want. Whatever you want. You can pick, like, you can pick like whatever you want. Like
somebody 75 could walk in.
It's just complete. This sounds like the Squid Game.
No, that's not like the Squid Game.
You just don't know where you get it, but it's not going to be good. Whatever you're getting is going to be awful.
Oh, man. This is tough.
And you get to pick the other ones. You get to pick the hot ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's all top shelf. I mean, it's all nines, tens. I mean, not even blinking an eye. Like, all good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, Augie. That was your best one.
Thanks. I mean, I think we.
There's no money involved. It's
there's no, exactly. There's no money. There's no money.
Yeah, this is just.
I mean, the semen one was a good one too. I mean,
oh my God!
There was some discussion that was had.
You think that was a good one, dude? I don't know if that was. We knew what he was going to say on that one. This one is like more like, what would he do? The other one, we're
on
like,
one
no.
hand, you'd be like. Take me to the promised land. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh man, I gotta like go through hell to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, this is tough, but I'm gonna, you know what? I part of me is because I, you know, if you were literally standing in front of the girl that's a one and you're like, I have to do this.
Mm.
Like, but
on the other hand, the girl is at 10, you're like, oh man.
Yeah, but like, then I mean, see the girl that's a one and you're just like so repulsed that like
this is a good one. Yeah, because he really is a good one. Yeah, this is because I agree, it's like the 10 is a 10. Like, it is like you would not normally get this. This is not, yeah. this is, you're playing out of your league.
You know what? I'm gonna say fuck it. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna that's what I said. Myself in the morning. I was really leaning toward not doing it.
But see, I know you, and you're like I said, you're just shallow enough that
yeah,
you
but
could
there's
pull
I
off.
Have my limit.
But we haven't reached it. Clearly, that was it. We didn't.
This is hypothetical. Let's not forget. And you know, well, I'm just trying to envision
the worst thing would be
scenario.
This is the worst case scenario. Is you're like, okay, I'll do it. The one comes and she's the worst girl you ever saw.
Ever.
And then the 10 never shows up.
Yeah.
Like,
that
God
would be the
damn
worst.
David Huggy,
scenario.
You foiled me again.
Foiled.
Foiled. Meddling kids.
I promised the world.
Yeah, so I don't know what I would do. A tough one.
You know, I think you have to give like an example of
the right. One. I mean, I said throw mama from the train.
Okay, so throw mama from the train, and then Huggy, you would get that girl that you showed me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, just
there you go.
Yes. I think I could do it. I think I could do it. I think I could do it. I do.
I mean,
I'm probably going to say no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pussy.
Actually, I'm not sure. Shut up. All right, ugly girls, dude.
Your 10 would be. I don't know.
Yeah, like who's a 10, man?
Who's a 10?
Yeah.
Sam is a 10.
Who?
You ever watch ESPN? Like pregame?
Sam Donaldson?
Oh, Sam no. Donaldson. She's a girl, dude.
You've talked about her before. Yeah. Okay. That's hot.
Yeah. That's like a 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what you begin.
Oh man.
But you would get the complete opposite next.
Yeah, no. I don't know if I could do it.
Just disgusting. Deformed.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna
deformed,
say no.
Deformed. Hunched over.
Can I get really drunk?
Hairy.
Can I get really drunk?
No teeth. No teeth.
Can I drink a bottle six
Dandruff.
Bottles of bourbon before it
Dandruff.
Happens?
What's that?
No. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. You just totally turned me off.
Hairy armpits.
Yeah.
No. The hairy armpits is not as bad.
Very, very bad dandruff. Just flakes everywhere.
Okay, no. I'm gonna say no. I'm out.
Bad breath.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
Out. Yeah, I'm out.
And that's not the only thing that smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
a mole. Many moles with hair growing out of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. I think I could do it.
Hairy
obviously.
Giant that goes all the way up to her belly button.
Up to the belly button.
Oh.
70s beef, as we used to call it. 70s beaver.
Yeah.
That was good, Huggy. That was a good one.
It was. It was.
That was your finest work yet on that one.
We took you. It was. We worked through it. We had to work through it a little bit.
Yeah.
We'd talk it out a little bit. Yeah. I did think Apple would do it, though. Ultimately, I thought he would say yes.
You know, but faced with the worst case scenario, do I have the option to back out?
No. I mean, once you agree, you have to see it through.
Yeah.
There is no backing out. You have to see it through.
Let me talk to my lawyer.
Like, I mean, so bad you'd be possibly throwing up.
Oh, I don't know.
I added that in.
Yeah.
I added
he already said yes. He already said yes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he said dead. Yes.
He's committed. He's committed.
You did. You're shallow. You would do it. The girls would be very hot. The other 12.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You said yes. It's too late.
Yeah. Wait, you can't go back.
I just Googled ugly women.
Like, of course you did. Why wouldn't you?
Oh.
And it's worse than you thought?
I mean, there's some that are really bad.
Yeah. You Googled ugly women. Of course they are.
Yeah.
They're going to be bad. No, you can't backpedal. You said yes.
Yes, some of these. Yeah,
why are we still discussing this? It's over.
All right, never mind.
We have to move on. We have to move on.
All right.
It's over. You said yes.
Before we wrap up, do you want to do your, I don't know, your picks? We had a surprising weekend last weekend with football.
Oh, wait, let me look back. Did I write this down? Like, I usually have a book and I write down everything.
Oh, yeah, I was completely off. I was totally wrong.
Let me see. Rams. You and Applehead, I think you and I said the Rams, Kansas City.
Who, you and me?
No, me and Applehead.
Okay, yeah, I was wrong.
And you said San Francisco, Kansas City.
Yeah, I was completely wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were half right,
Applehead. Oh, I think I said Buffalo.
No, I wrote down Rams, Kansas City. Okay. Yeah, I wrote down we both picked Rams, Kansas City, and two, and I had Huggy, San Francisco, Kansas City, I think. So, yeah.
Who are you going to root for?
Who? I want Cincinnati to win.
I do. I feel like the Rams might win, but I'm rooting for Cincinnati.
Yeah, I want Cincinnati to win. I think the Rams will probably win it. So... I'm going to say
ugliest fucking uniforms. So stupid. I hate their uniforms.
Which one? Who?
The Rams. Just so stupid. They look awful.
So who do I want to win? I want Cincinnati.
Agreed.
Let me see. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to say who and will. Who I want to win is Cincinnati. So.
That's what I me too. Who I want to win. I feel like the Rams could win.
Yeah, I'm gonna say since I think the Rams will win, but I want Cincinnati to win.
I would
so
agree with
say,
that.
No, I'm gonna say the Rams will win. Mm.
I'm gonna root for Cincinnati as well, and I'm gonna put money on them.
So you think that Cincinnati will win?
I'm gonna take them straight up.
Okay.
And I'm probably gonna lose because I've been losing every week.
So we got Rams, Cincinnati. Huggy.
I mean, I'm gonna double what you said, man. I agree. I'm rooting for Cincinnati, but I think the Rams will win.
Okay. So we got two Rams, one Cincinnati. Okay. We still got 2 weeks yet, you know. But this happens, but it's good to do it now. I wrote it, so I wouldn't go back on it.
All right. I like it.
So what do I do for my Super Bowl party? What do I do for food? I think Cincinnati might be famous for chili, is what I read. But what should I do for the LA Rams? Should I do sushi?
No, you should do like
Mexican. Tacos. Mexican. Yeah, tacos.
Mexican?
Yeah. Los Angeles?
That's a genius idea. You guys are genius.
I mean, it's Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Yeah.
That is so much cheaper than sushi, dude.
Matt hires a sushi chef. God, it's fucking expensive,
that
man.
That is so much cheaper. I'm totally doing tacos, dude.
Yeah.
Or do you know, tofu. Tofu tacos.
Tofu tacos. No, yeah. Avocado. Mexican.
No, I don't vegetarian food. You know?
No, absolutely. Tacos all the way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even blink.
Okay.
Tacos, and, you know, whatever. Nachos.
Tacos and chili. Yeah. Tacos and chili. Okay.
Thanks.
Make nachos. That's good. Make some nachos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what Cincinnati's known for, is chili?
I don't know. I think we looked up something. And that's what it said. So my wife was like, why don't we do a big chili pot and just put like a whole bunch of different sides and people can put whatever they want on top of it. besides 8 ounces of semen.
You'll look at a glass of something tomorrow and go, damn, that's a lot. 8 ounces.
I got to start working on this dish now.
After this podcast, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to jerk off in the comp. I'm going to tell you how much I got.
2 weeks later, I think I got 6 ounces.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be a glass, a full glass. I didn't want to like a drop.
Oh my god. Skyline chili is the most famous food that Cincinnati is known for.
There you go, sir.
So here's the foods that are made in Cincinnati: Pringles, Frank's Red Hot Sauce, Airheads.
Nice. Wait, let me write this down. Frank's, Airheads. What else?
Pringles.
Okay.
Pringles are pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't love a good sleeve of Pringles?
What about L.A.? What are their foods for?
I think L.A. is.
Oh, it's definitely Los Angeles, Matt. We've already
Los Angeles. Yeah.
Like it's Mexican. Just leave it alone.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're gonna focus on that.
L.A. is so much bigger, and L.A. has so much food.
Excuse me, everything, but
everywhere. But you know, the tacos in the West Coast are better than we get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but we have good sandwiches. They don't.
Yeah, but it's like going to the South. When you go to the South, you're like, I have a pizza, and you're like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
You want to throw it back at them. Yeah, what is this? Is this barbecue
but
sauce
LA,
with freaking
get
the wrong cheese? Yeah. You know, that's why you don't order pizza in the South.
You do not. No. Fried chicken all the way.
Yes, 100%. That was a good episode, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, good job.
When you're what would Applehead do?
Thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, it was fun.
Matt has a Super Bowl party today. He hires some Mexican dude to sell oranges outside of his front door.
Oranges.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl, Applehead? You're more than welcome to come over.
You know what? I might have to take you up on that offer.
Well, yeah, we usually have blocks, you know, little
yeah.
things. So. Yeah,
that would be nice for you guys. I'd like to. Yeah, it would be nice. You guys
come too, but I'll
appreciate it. Yeah, it's a drive. It's a bit of a drive.
Huggy gets hammered. He's like, all right, I got to drive home.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Well, don't forget, I got
see you later.
Yeah.
I got an empty bedroom. There's nobody staying in it, so my kids aren't here.
You trust me in one of your bedrooms? Like, you trust me? You feel it? I'd be worthy to sleep in one of the beds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, what the hell would you do, dude?
That's what I'm saying. You trust me. You're just saying you trust me, as you should. I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, it's all cleaned up. It's right
yeah,
now.
No, I would, not, clean. I would not beat
These
off.
These are all your... clean. Yeah, it's all good for you.
I wouldn't beat off. I wouldn't.
How do you forget to lock the door? Dude,
what the fuck? Yo, man, I think you need to seek some counseling.
Why? Because because of the 8 ounce glass of semen.
Yes.
You had no problem talking about it. Just you went as low as anyone.
I always do.
Yeah, so don't try to polish it up for you.
I could give you my brownies too. You really want to go to sleep?
Huggy's passed out by halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah, those get you so high. Like, they just get you so high, but you can't even open your eyes.
So this might even be worse. I went to the store with my kid before that. I'm like, he's like, what are you getting brownie mix for? I'm like, well, I'm going to make brownies for you. I'm going to make pot brownies for me. And he's like, he's looking at me. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, I'm not kidding. I'm like, the house is going to smell like pot for a little bit.
and that was some really fine parenting between you and your son. Is that what we're listening to?
Dude, pot's legal.
I know it is. Pot
brownies. It's, what's the difference from that? You know, I might as well be teasing. Up front. I don't even smoke it that much. Once every 12 hours. I'm kidding too. Okay, we got to go before I get myself into any more trouble.
All right. Well, I'm going to go drink some water. Have a glass of water. I'm thirsty.
Okay. Until tomorrow. I mean, until next week.
I hear you.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
All right. See you. All right, later.
Bye.